featuring a selection of Mother's Day arrangements, gift items, plants, including handmade jewelry. The Plant People. Delivery orders accepted at 523-9825.
All right, you are tuned into KRNN 102.7 FM here in the Rain Country Radio of Juneau, Alaska. This is your host of Tideline on Wednesdays, Angelina. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week, and I'm here to get you through to the weekend. And do I have a treat for you all this evening? Here in the studio with me, I have Meg Mackey, local Juneau talent, musician extraordinaire, getting ready to go out on a big adventure, and she has stopped by the studio with her guitar, and she's going to chat with us a little bit and tell us what's going on. Hey, Meg.
Hey, Angelina. How you doing?
I'm great. It's gorgeous out there. Have
I know,
you seen it?
I was just going to say it shouldn't be rain country. It should be sun country today.
It is a little bit of sun country.
It's beautiful.
I know. I was kind of watching the mountain goats playing earlier today.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, they look like little tiny pieces of rice, but I know they're there.
These are the days that make Juneau heaven on earth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you're here in the studio. I've had you a couple of times, and but you've got something big kind of coming up. Tell us, before you play a little music, tell us a little bit about what you're embarking on.
I am heading to Anchorage this Sunday on the ferry. Going up to Haines, driving up, and yeah, I'm actually starting my first album, and it's going to be a full-length album. With all songs that I've written. And yeah, I'm going to be playing a bunch of shows around Anchorage, around the Bowl, around Soldotna, Seward, hopefully Fairbanks. And we'll see where it goes from there. Just hoping to have the CD done by July.
Done by July. Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. That's quick. That's great.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have like it in hand and for sale.
So this album, which we know is your debut album, Are these all original songs or will there be any covers?
These will all be original songs. I've been thinking about doing maybe one or two covers. I've been toying around with the idea of doing Midnight Rider. I love the song Midnight Rider. A friend of mine, Brooke Morgan, and I did a show last, when was it? For Folkfest week. We did
that was a great show.
Wednesday over at the Rendezvous and did a cover of Midnight Rider, and it just felt good. It felt right. So I was thinking maybe I got to figure out the logistics and the legalities of doing a cover.
You know,
and what that entails, especially when you're selling the CD and making money off of it.
So, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe. So this is very exciting because I know you have a lot of your music up on like your Reverb Nation account. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's all linked to Facebook,
right,
MySpace,
right.
Your Facebook, face, whatever.
The web.
The web.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been getting a lot of hits off that and people checking out your music and
it's
great response.
Great tool, man. I'd be lost without it.
Well, I think it's pretty exciting. This is your first album. And are there any other musicians that you'll collaborate with on this or is this totally solo?
My friend Dave Velasquez, who was here last December, I'm hoping to get his band Stadium to do some lay some tracks down for me on the CD. He's got an amazing trumpet player named Chewy. He's huge. He's like 6'9" or something crazy. Anyway, he plays a trumpet. He
nice.
Looks like that alligator or whatever it is from, what is it, The Princess and the Frog? A big old huge guy with this tiny little trumpet in his hands, and he's just amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm hoping to talk him into laying some stuff down for me over my album. And Dave might do some vocals for me as well.
So, great.
Yeah.
So you've got a song. I see you've got a song laid out here. You're getting ready. Why don't we go ahead and treat the listening audience to one of your tunes. What's the name of this one?
I'm actually going to do a song called So Nice. Not the one right in front of me, but one from my book here. So
all right.
It's kind of a love song.
Okay. So. We're talking to Meg Mackey, and she is going to play one of her original songs.
Just met you yesterday. Had a strong feeling you felt the same. Walked out into the make me feel so nice. Never again will I think twice. You make me feel so nice. The world of gold, and you make me feel so nice, running around in a world of ice. Never again will I think twice. You make me feel so nice, yeah, yeah. And when I am a cold, it's you that I hold, and you make me.
That sounded so nice.
Thanks.
So that's one of your earlier tunes, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I wrote that one. But yeah, nice little love song.
Yeah.
It was super simple. Like, I remember writing it and just being kind of like, oh, yeah, this is, I'm just going to like go as simple as possible. And it ended up being just like, I guess, getting bigger over the years, just the way I sang it. Like, tried to stretch my voice a little more, get higher.
That's great. Lord. So is that song going to be on the album?
That one will be on the album.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to get like 12 songs. I don't know. What is a full length? Like 12 songs or
10
so?
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good, you know, you could do a baker's dozen, throw in a bonus hidden.
Yeah. I have a lot
13th
of like
track.
Yeah, there we go. I've got a lot of like shorter songs, just kind of fun little songs that I'd like to add to it. So I don't know. It just depends on the guys doing the production and the studio time. Hopefully he'll be generous, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty exciting. So, all right. Are there any songs that you are writing specifically for this that you haven't performed, or pretty much all of your songs have you performed live?
No, I'm still in the midst of writing songs. I've got a couple actually on. It's the weirdest thing. I write songs and I have the hardest time memorizing them. I can write a song in just like within an hour, and I have the hardest time, just getting to where I can perform them. Like that, I mean, Flowing Dress, which I wrote a year ago, I wasn't able to perform for probably 6 months after I wrote it, just because I forget lyrics and stuff like that.
Or do you ever like look at your handwriting and go, what was, I do that all the time. Yeah. Like, what did I write
there? What does that say? Yeah, exactly. It's a scribble. And then you just go, and keep going.
So in your writing process, I see you have kind of a, we're speaking to Meg Mackey here in the KRNN studio. And so this, you have kind of a leather bound journal. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of handwrite? I know some artists, they do best either just writing or they're working on their laptop and just kind of busting it out that way.
Both. I love my MacBook. I know nothing about computers, but if you're like me and know nothing about them, MacBooks are the way to go. They're for the simple-minded folk like me.
I have one of those.
Yes. I don't mean it like
no,
that.
No, I like that. No, are you kidding me? I was like, oh, this is...
Simplicity is best.
It's like my Fisher-Price, and spell to MacBook. This
exactly.
is perfect. No, it's they're very creative and very, very intuitive.
Simple,
so.
Yeah.
Well, good. So, I guess as far as what else do you have? Like, do you have the songs that you're going to do? Do you kind of have like a range? Is there sort of a genre, or
that's like an interesting thing. I've actually been going over a lot of the songs that I'm gonna put on the album, and I think it's gonna be pretty diverse. Like, I've got some pretty redneck, like, written in red, you know? It's kind of a upbeat redneck.
I Woo! Love that redneck song.
Yeah. Yeehaw! That kind of a song. And then we got, you know, things like So Nice. And then Sombrero's got kind of that Jack mm-hmm. Johnson-y beach feel to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be pretty, pretty diverse. I don't know how that's going to go over, like, you know, with people. I don't know if people like, you know, that kind of having that much difference in one album, but I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of an eclectic.
Yeah.
Shows your range. And
Yeah.
Very cool. So what else have you got for us? You want to play another?
Yeah, dude. Actually, I want to play one that I'm confident enough to play it in public here. Let me grab the little sheet here.
As public as you get in the studio with me looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Believe me, I can't sing, so you'll do just fine.
You can sing. I've heard it.
Don't worry, listening audience. You will not hear me sing tonight. This is all Meg Mackey.
I'll sing written in red, and you'll hear a yee-haw.
Oh, I can yee-haw with the best of them. All right, so what's the name of this song that you're...
This one is called Wise Up Baby.
Wise Up Baby. Okay, is this a recent one you wrote?
Yeah, this one actually was written a couple months ago, I guess. Probably November, I guess.
Yeah. Is there a story with this one you want to share?
I'll generalize the story because I don't want to name any names. but it's just a song, like, just to anybody, not guys or gals, just both of us, because, you know, we can all be mean to each other in relationships, right?
Yeah.
In breakups or whatever. But it's just a song of I'm going to be okay and you're a jerk.
Okay.
I just want you to know that.
On that note, this is Meg Mackey, Wise Up Baby.
Baby, you've gone too far this time, I'm going crazy just keeping up with you lately, and tried walking blindly, holding you so tightly. Now I'm just a fool who falls into the river again. Thank you. You've gone too far this time, yeah. I'm going crazy. Just keeping up with you lately, yeah.
That's nice. And, you know, I have to say that song I've heard on your, I think on your Reverb Nation account, and it's a little different version. I like that one.
Yeah.
That was really pretty.
That's another one I'm trying to like, just like so nice. They kind of just, I'm trying to like reach for some different vocal ranges, I guess.
Yeah,
like
that
exploring
one.
Exploring my voice.
Oh, so, yeah. That's great. So yeah. Is there anything, as you're exploring your voice and kind of how you want to sort of musically, vocally stretch, is there anything new that you've kind of discovered about yourself as a musician? Or
vocally or just in general? Like,
you know, in general, let's just keep that open.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, like, in the past couple months, just, I don't know, like, just my biggest hurdle was getting over just having confidence to get up in front of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's changed about me. Like, I was always able to write songs and stuff like that. But to be able to sing like that and try to hit those notes you know, maybe I'm not hitting as high a note as I possibly could, but, you know, like having the confidence to do that in front of a group and take that risk to possibly crack and look like a total idiot, you know, in front of a crowd, you know, that's probably something that's changed here in the past few months.
Yeah. And for those of our listening audience who might want to, you know, start performing, what is something that maybe you did, or was it just playing more, putting yourself out there? Do you have any tricks or anything, any advice you'd have for?
Play as much as you can and just surround yourself with people who support you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing, is if it wasn't for the people that are around me, like saying, Meg, you're good, you know, like this could be something. Like I would not even have guessed that this is something I could possibly pursue. So yeah, that's probably my number one thing, you know? Just surround yourself with good people who encourage you and don't bring you down.
That's great.
So,
well, I can definitely see a difference from just even, I'm trying to remember the last time I had you originally on the show. How many months was that? Maybe six months, seven?
Back in the day.
Back in the day. You've grown so much.
Yeah, it was 6 months ago, wasn't it?
Well, I know your hair was shorter.
I know it was way short. I'm letting it grow out. I want to have ponytails. Or pigtails, rather.
Pigtails. That'll work.
Yeah.
Well, and you've definitely written a lot more music since then. And it's really fun, you know, getting messages from you and saying, oh, I just posted this song. Check this song out. And you really have you're just like taking off and going. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you get a really great response. I know this show, I didn't get to catch the whole thing during Folk Fest. You and Brooke Morgan, you guys put on.
Amazing, isn't she?
Oh,
my gosh.
Man, fantastic.
Yeah.
I definitely want to have her back
I hope to see her perform more out and about, man. She's talented.
Yeah, you guys sounded really good together.
Yeah.
You guys played well together. And you harmonize with other... I've heard you with Dave Valesky.
Yeah.
I mean, you really sound good with other musicians.
Thank you.
So that's really... So some of the shows that you're doing this bold adventure, you're leaving Juneau, heading to Anchorage and planning to play several shows.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just kind of like opening for other acts? Are you playing with any particular bands? Or?
I'm actually, there's another huge reason I'm going to Anchorage is I'm really blessed to know Dave. I mean, I'm going to be basically piggybacking on him for a while, opening for his band Stadium. They have quite a big following in Anchorage right now. And so, you know, just being able to walk into Anchorage and not have to, you know, work my way up the ladder, you know, and just step right in front of his audience, play, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just a huge opportunity that I would be stupid to pass. So, yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. So is there like a planned tour then for the summer or something? Or
Dave, I mean, we grew up together, and the way we, you know, roll is it's very much on the fly, you know, like one day be like, hey, let's go play open mic at, you know, Taproot or whatever. So yeah. Or actually not Taproot. That's not where I did open mics before, but like Claudie Brothers or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, he's going to be opening, I believe, for the Sick Puppies here in July. So hopefully, not in Juneau, it's actually going to be in Anchorage. And it's going to be Anchorage, Fairbanks, and I believe Seward or Soldotna.
Okay.
One or the other. I believe they're doing a couple shows. So yeah, I mean, we'll be traveling around quite a bit, and I'm hopefully going to be that.
To follow him along like a puppy.
Hopefully not a sick puppy.
Not a sick puppy.
Yeah, no. That'll be great to get your music chops.
Yeah.
Well, before we go into the next, listen to Meg play another song, let's listen to this announcement.
Programming support comes from Alaska Wilderness League, dedicated to a balanced future for the Tongass National Forest that supports Alaskan communities while working to manage natural resources responsibly. More information online at alaskawild.org.
Okay, you are tuned in to KRNN 102.7 FM, and this is your host, Angelina, of Tideline on Wednesday nights. And here in the studio, I have with me local Juneau musician, Meg Mackey, who is getting ready to embark on her big, you're going to go make an album in Anchorage and do some touring around the state a little bit, at least around South Central.
Mm-hmm.
Meg has been playing different shows around Juneau and has, you know, you've been putting on some really great shows, and it's been a lot of fun. And are you going to come back to Juneau and play something?
Yes, definitely. Juneau's home for me. Like, I want to come back here and just, like, I would love to do like a CD release party here in Juneau, hopefully at the Rendezvous. So
nice.
Yeah. And then come back on your radio station, maybe, if you let me.
Absolutely. That'd be great. So do you have any kind of title picked out for this album, or how do we stay tuned into what's happening with you musically and where your progress is? And
so I have a website, and it's actually a self-titled website, megmackey.com.
Perfect.
Which was a little weird for me at first to name, have my own name as a website. But you got to do what you got to do to get your, you know what I mean, get your name out. So
yeah,
megmackey.com. And I do have a blog and a news blog on there, and I'm very much updating that. And like this today, what we're doing today, this show is on there, and all that jazz. And if you're my friend on Facebook, if you want to do that, you should definitely friend me on Facebook if you're listening out there in Radio Land.
Okay, so this so this album is hopefully coming out by July sometime.
Right.
Do you have a name for this album? I don't know if you said that yet.
Yeah, not a sore subject, just kind of a up in the air subject.
Evolving subject.
I don't know. I wanna name it something like Juneau-esque, you know, because most of the songs I've written have come from this place, you know.
That's great.
So I gotta tap into that part of my brain, try to figure it out, and I got to do it pretty quick here. It's kind of important. I guess just name it First CD.
My first CD. Okay. All right. So what do you got to play for us now?
I'm going to play a song called, it has a dual title, it's called Flowing Dress, and also For You.
Okay.
This is another love song.
All right, Meg Mackey.
Flowing dress, she hesitates to walk into the room. Stare, 'cause this is rare, a beauty oh so fair. And she doesn't know the power.
And suddenly you smiled at me, and I am fancy free. Once upon a time or two, I met you in my dreams, oh yeah, singing through your singing too, a song that makes me awake. So smile when it rains, she eases the pain, the waste that worry can bring. Frozen time, you read my mind the way only angels can do. Flowing dress, she hesitates to walk into the room.
Nice.
Thank you.
It was Meg Mackey singing.
That's me.
So you said that has two titles, Flowing Dress and...
For You.
For You.
That's why this is going to just suck to try to come up with a... Well, it's not going to suck. It's going to be an adventure. But I'm terrible at just naming my own song. So come on, a CD? I have to name a CD?
And you're thinking of maybe like 12 songs or something. Yeah. Maybe you should hold a contest.
Well, I'm just going to number them.
Just call them song number one.
One.
Song number two.
There we go.
Here's my third one.
See, we need to sit down. Your creativity is out.
I'll name your songs for you. Well, they're great. So I know when we first talked, when you were on the show a few months ago or so, you said it was kind of a challenge. Like a lot of your songs were kind of shorter, like mm-hmm. minute and a half, mm-hmm. yeah. maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
And so as you're kind of evolving and playing around with your songs and kind mm-hmm. of trying to, change them up a little bit vocally or mm-hmm. musically, have they lengthened or?
Definitely. And, especially the songs that I've been writing recently. I've just been really working on lengthening them. Also, when I go into the recording studio, I'm going to be having other artists. So there's going to be like solo, like hopefully I can get... I don't even know if Chewy knows about this, so I might be scaring him right now if he's listening or if Dave is. But yeah, like there's going to be like solo, like trumpet or solo nice. Drums or something cool, thrown in there. So it'll lengthen the song by quite a bit, I bet.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to have shorter songs, too. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I've definitely had those songs where it was like, come on, be over. Like, yeah. I like it short and sweet.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Are there any musicians or any new music you've been listening to try to, as far as explore other kinds of ways to play your songs or other instruments that you want to add in there? Or?
Well, harmonica. That's one nice. That I really like the sound of. What was it, 2 weeks ago at Folk Fest? The squeeze box or whatever that was
I love
people
those.
Were playing, like those big things with the buttons and they sound really cool. Like how cool would that be to add some
squeeze box or accordion?
Accordion, there we go.
I love those. Washboard.
Yeah. Yep, washboard, anything like that. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. I don't know. Spoons. spoons in there. I don't know. Maracas. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'm totally open for anything. And, that's the cool thing about this CD, too. Like, I mean, I'm totally willing, Like, when I get to Anchorage, I'm kind of expecting randomness. So I'm totally willing to allow that into the...
Allow that process.
It, yeah.
Is there anything that you definitely don't want to... I don't want this on my album, or I don't want it taking this direction, or is there anything that you're like, I don't want it to be this?
I don't want it to be Britney Spears. Sorry, Lindsay.
She's got her place, but I don't want it to be that.
Okay, I think it might be getting a little tense in the studio among the groupies here. So we're going to try and redirect. Okay, Britney Spears has her own area. She's doing her own thing.
Yes.
And Meg Mackey's...
She's very successful, too. Yeah.
Definitely.
So no pictures of you, like, doing carnival and, like, boa constrictor around your shoulders and...
If there are pictures of me doing that, it'll be me screaming or running away. And I would totally put that in the album. If it's funny, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want the album cover as well. Like, I want it to be funny. You know, I notice a lot of, like, chick CDs and stuff. And I'm not criticizing. I think it's great. But my personality, it's like... You know, if I'm going to do, like, the picture out in the field with the guitar, you know, like, I want to be wearing, like, pippy long stocking hair and have this really, really terrible grin on my face and, you know, like that.
So maybe this is definitely
nothing whimsical.
Nothing whimsical or not directed towards children, not marketing this towards
exactly.
kids. Yeah. Give you nightmares.
That's the thing about the CD too. It's like I got to figure that stuff out because there are a couple, like nothing crazy, but there are a couple cuss words and a couple songs. So I got to figure that out if I'm going to change it out in the songs. But
have your clean radio version.
I know.
Available.
I got to figure out the different words. You know. Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, it changes everything though, and it changes the dynamic when you sing the song too, because
yeah,
it just feels cool when you say it. Like
yeah,
and
are you
going to
sing one of those in here?
Yeah, I think so. Juno can handle it.
So, let's see. Are there definitely some of the songs I know? You've mentioned before to me just after a show, like you can definitely see the audience really reacts well to a song. Or are there some that you're like, oh yeah, these definitely are going on the album. I know that they, you know, an audience responds well consistently. Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, Written in Red.
Yeah.
That's one. Angelina, that song has definitely gone over well. It's that same kind of upbeat, you know,
yeah.
Juno likes its upbeat dance music. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Like out at the bars and stuff. So. Yeah, those two songs.
So you'll definitely have kind of a little something for everyone on there. Kind
yep.
of the little slower,
yep.
beautiful
slower.
Kind of love songs.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
something kind of gets you up out of the chair, up on your feet and kind of
yep.
stomping
exactly.
and dancing.
Yep. Stomping and dancing. I really like that. Like, I don't know, just that. Yeah, stomping and dancing music.
Okay.
That's some of my favorite.
Great. So we're here in the KRNN studio. If you're just tuning in. Meg Mackey's here with me on the show Tideline. It's your host Angelina on Wednesdays, and she's getting ready to do her debut album coming up. It'll be coming out this summer, hopefully in July,
mm-hmm.
and leaving Juno, going to Anchorage, making that, and just hitting the road, basically.
Yeehaw.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got another song for us?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Written in Red, actually.
Great. All right, Written in Red. This is a fun one. All right.
I'm going to take a little sip of... some water here.
Oh yeah, and this is kind of the dancing one, so.
Alrighty. This song is called Written in Red, and I written it about 2 years ago, I think. Alright. Is it written in red? I've got your number. Yeah, when you said that you'd be true. Well, now instead I'm sitting in wonder, why the hell did I trade Baton Rouge for you? Said same old line, I'm foolish, baby. I let my pride take over me. Well, deep inside, I'm crazy for you. Give me one more chance to make you see the light. I said written in red, I've got your number. Yeah, when you said that you'd be true. Well, now instead, I'm sitting in wonder, why the hell did I trade Baton Rouge for you? Well, I'm still screaming and I'm still kicking for you. Yippee. Baby, do it's
amazing that I haven't killed you. Said written in red, I've got your number. Yeah, when you said that you'd be true. Well, now instead, I'm sitting in wonder. Why the hell did I trade Baton Rouge for you? Oh, why the hell did I trade Baton Rouge for you? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Written in Red, Meg Mackey.
I like playing that one.
That's a lot of fun. I could see how your audience would respond really well to that.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some drums on that one and harmonica on that one.
Harmonica would sound really
and
good
maybe
in there.
The thingy.
The squeeze box.
The squeeze box, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, definitely.
I never was had the ear for production, and it's just, I don't know. I think it's starting to come to me.
Oh, I think so. I think once you get in the studio, you're just going to have so much fun. You're just not even going to know what to do with yourself.
I know. I'm never going to want to leave, and it's going to be really expensive. But it's okay.
So,
I'll be happy.
So come out to Meg's shows. Follow her around and go to her shows and throw money in the
Support
hat.
Support my studio time.
Definitely. It's not cheap.
Mm-mm.
Well, that does take a lot of courage to get up there on stage and do what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, I'm here at KRNN, everyone here who's a volunteer DJ just supports live music and loves to see people really just take off and grow and have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I really enjoy about your shows is you connect well with the audience and you just have such a blast.
Thank you.
People enjoy it, and it's really fun. You're totally down to earth, and just you're just like, I'm having fun.
Yeah, thank you. It's taken a while for me to get to the point where like I can just be myself, because I used to have stage fright.
Oh,
I still do. You know what I mean? It takes a lot for me to be like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and that energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To capture the audience. You know, it takes a lot. So.
So, do you have any tricks?
Tricks.
You're like, oh, everybody's naked, just wearing socks.
No, I know not what to do, though. Like, past two shows, eating Mexican food beforehand is a bad idea. Yeah.
That's probably some good
advice. Sorry, TMI? TMI? No.
That's pretty good. That's good advice for anyone out there who's thinking, you know, I've been writing songs at home. I really want to get out there and play. Don't eat Mexican food before you go out to play.
Yes.
So anything you do to kind of like keep your vocals strong and.
Well, I work at Heritage, so I'm constantly talking to people. Like, so I think, I don't know, if you have a job that has you talking all the time and loudly, because we have to yell at people.
what do you want?
Like, rah. Yeah. Anyway, just like constantly use that, I don't know, that powerfulness in your voice. Like always, I don't know. I was a dog musher back in the day. You know what I mean? So it's like I always had that.
Oh, okay. You can project.
You know what I mean? Kind of a commanding voice.
Did you sing to the dogs?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
At night, yeah. No, it was, yeah.
Did they howl with you?
No, well, we'd be like mushing down a riverbank or whatnot, like on the Yukon or whatever, and I would just make up little songs for them, and you'd have, 12, 15 dogs attached. So you'd go through each dog and make a little song for them, and they'd always just listen and just trot along.
Oh, that's good.
You could hear their little ears come back when they heard their name, so they knew it was for them.
Do you miss dog mushing?
I do. I miss the dogs. Yeah. It's a totally different lifestyle that I couldn't even begin to explain. It's cool, and I miss it.
Well, great. Well, I think you're probably going to have a blast going around Alaska and playing, I think that's going to be great. So before we continue on, we have a special message for you all to hear.
Today's programming is supported by McDonald's, featuring the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, also available as a double Filet-O-Fish. McDonald's, open daily in the Valley.
Okay, we are here in the studio in the KRNN 102.7 FM studio with Meg Mackey. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesdays. If you're just tuning in, we've been chatting with Meg, who is a, well, she's strumming her guitar. Mm-hmm. She's excited to play.
Making sure it's in tune.
Yeah. Meg is a local musician here in Juneau who's been playing some shows and writing a lot of songs and getting ready to, you're moving this weekend, right? Up to Anchorage.
Sunday. Taking off, man. It's bittersweet, man. I love Juneau. I've been here for like 5 years, so I'm definitely gonna miss it, but I gotta give it a shot.
Absolutely. I think that's bold, and that's fantastic. That's going after your dreams.
Yeah.
That's great. So packing all your belongings in your car and hitting the ferry, is that right?
All I own fits in my little Jeep Wrangler, which I'm proud of.
You say that almost a little defensively.
I'm proud of it.
That's great. If it gets you to point A and back,
right.
You know,
that's
point
right.
A, point B.
I'm just hoping my little Jeep makes it. So I'm hoping to go down into Valdez too. Maybe find like a little bar to play there.
Fantastic.
Play out there. So.
So if maybe folks out there who are listening, if you know friends in different towns around kind of South Central area, mm-hmm. Kenai Peninsula, wherever, mm-hmm. You know some folks that want some live music, mm-hmm. become Meg's Facebook friend and give her a shout out. Do you play birthday party? Just kidding.
Yeah, of course.
<Just kidding. laughs> All right. So Meg, what have you got for us now? What are you going
to
play?
I'm actually going to do a cover that I really would love to stick on the album. Again, like I said earlier, I don't know what all that entails with getting the rights or whatnot to put a cover on.
Okay.
This one's called Midnight Rider.
All right. Meg Mackey.
I've got a run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding, and I've got one more silver dollar, and I'm not gonna let 'em catch me, no, I'm not gonna let 'em catch a midnight rider. I don't own the clothes I'm wearing, and this road goes on forever, and I've got just one more silver dollar, and I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, I'm not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Is Meg Mackey belting it out for Midnight Rider. That was a good one.
I should have warned you about the ending.
Oh, no. I was watching the vocal levels. People out there might go, whoa.
Whee.
That was great.
Thank you.
Have you, so have you performed that one live?
Not that version. Actually, that's one that Brooke Morgan and myself harmonized to, and she sang the lead part, and I did the harmony.
Nice.
And danced around that one, so, and it was awesome. Okay. Yeah. I love harmonizing with that girl, dude. She's, it's so easy, you know what I mean? She just, yeah. We just have the perfect.
Yeah, you guys sounded great together.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Great.
Yeah.
So, just to kind of recap a little bit, you're getting ready to head out this weekend, going to Anchorage, you're going to play some shows this summer, but definitely getting in the studio and working on that debut album, which is yet to be named,
yeah,
songs yet to be named.
Yeah.
And hopefully the album will be coming out this July, right?
July. I'm hoping to have it done, yeah, in people's hands.
And then you'll come back to Juneau, do like a CD release party.
I'll probably do one in Anchorage. I want to do the first one here and then go back. And then go back to Anchorage and do one there as well. So,
great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be exciting. We'll all be looking forward to it. And, you know, you've got your fan base here in Juneau supporting you, so.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone will be sending
it's more
lots.
Like family, man. I love this town.
Yeah.
So small, everybody knows each other. It's great.
Are they going to be listening to
I feel like I can't even sell CDs here. I just got to give them away.
I know, but free doesn't feed you.
That's true.
You can give a few away. it's small town, and you've written all your songs about Juneau. We're all going to hear and go, hey, wait a minute.
Wait. No. Is she talking about me?
I'm sure she's talking about me. No. Oh, that's really exciting. Well, this is great. Okay, so, I think it has been wonderful and having you here in the studio. I greatly appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us. And, you know, everybody wishes you all the best. We're going to definitely miss you terribly. I mean, it's been a lot of fun watching you play a little bit more and get a little bolder and a little more confident and having fun up there on stage. And I know everyone will be looking forward to seeing what you come back with. So you got one more for us? You want to?
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the album and me just putting silly little songs. This song is actually it's short. It's a short song. But it's, I believe, the first song I ever wrote. And it's about, I hope my dad's listening right now, actually. My parents used to take me to Corpus Christi in San Antonio. And this song kind of reminds me of, or not reminds me, it's actually about my memory in Corpus Christi of building sandcastles and stuff. So,
all right.
It's called Tiny Toes. Little tiny toes running on the shores, castles raining high. The biggest one is mine. Have to be afraid of the seashells. I got a name for everyone, can't you see? Well, you throw a starfish in the sea, wish him farewell, and he'll be happy that he came. The sun is going down, the sky looks upside down, my skin is toasty brown, and mama's calling, it's time to go home. Well, say goodnight, I'll miss you so, Mr. Ocean. Send me something really cool in the morning, and I'll be happy that I got to be going, 'cause I'll be seeing you first thing in the morning. In the morning, yeah, in the morning, in the morning.
That's a fun little song.
Yeah.
It's kind of pretty. It's like
tiny
a nice
toes.
Memory.
Yeah.
Very cool. And that one's called Tiny Toes?
Tiny Toes, yeah.
Oh, I like that one. So you think that might make it on the album?
Yeah, I would love for that one to go on there. It's just sentimental, my mushy parts.
You can start that and say, for my dad.
Yeah.
Great. I bet your family's kind of excited too for you.
My dad actually, he's gonna be. I'm playing at Hooligans the Saturday, the 7th of May. So we get into Anchorage, I believe, probably like Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I drive to Soldotna and play at Hooligans. And he'll be at that show, and it's the first time he's ever seen me perform or play. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
I'm nervous and excited, and he better give me a Harley ride.
So is your dad, does he play, or is it anyone in your immediate family?
He has really fat fingers, so he can't really.
He drums.
You should see him type, dude. This guy, he can't. Yeah, with keyboards and stuff, he just does the little two-finger tap, you know. So, yeah, no, he's got the music in him. I remember he used to, you know, tinker around with the guitar a little bit and play the F and C chords and stuff like that. But yeah, nice. And he used to always sing Beach Boys and stuff to me in the car and embarrass me to death. But, yeah, I think he's probably the one that instilled the love for music for sure.
That's great. Well, it definitely comes through.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Yeah. Well, Meg Mackey, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you for having me. This is always so much fun. It's like a party.
Yeah, it's kind of like
all the time. We should bring this should be a potluck next time. We should bring
I came from a potluck today. I should have brought my leftover salad.
Yeah, seriously.
I didn't even think of that. How rude. Next time. Although, you know, usually when musicians come in here and they're playing, they're not wanting to chomp on salad.
Dude, I could totally go for a salad after that Mexican food I just had.
Oh, so you had the Mexican food before this show.
That's what I'm saying. This is the second time, and I think
You've discovered a pattern.
Learned the lesson. No Mexican food before playing.
Okay.
Yep. We have a snorter.
All right. Well, it has been such a pleasure having you here. And I know the entire Juno listening audience and wherever everyone's listening, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you come back to Juno and playing again and buying your new album. So
I can't wait.
Stay in touch.
To be back here. I love it here.
Yeah. I know, it's totally sunny, too.
Yeah,
you're probably hoping it rains when you leave.
Juno is slowly breaking my heart these past couple days, but in a good way.
I'm good.
Not breaking. I should just say stabbing a little bit.
Stabbing. it's just wrapping its arms around
you.
It hurts you.
See how pretty I am?
Yeah.
You really want to leave me?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And you're tuned in to KRNN 102.7 here on the FM dial in Rain Country Radio. And we've had Meg Mackey here in the studio. And Meg, is there anything else you want to say to your listening audience? Anyone that might be listening you want to say before you head out?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! And she'll be back. All right. I turned on my microphone. That's not good. We're going to go ahead and get started with the rest of the show here. So what have I got for you? Well, we've got all sorts of stuff, but I am going to start you off with some, I've got some Nina Simone coming. Do I Move You? So before we hear that, though, let's take a listen to this.
KTOO and KRNN's biggest radio auction ever is coming up Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can view the catalog at ktoo.org or pick one up at the station. There are some wonderful items this year, including a private shoe party from Shoefly, a flight tour and feast with Wings Airways and the Taku Lodge, and plants and services from Landscape Alaska. Pre-bids are welcome at the station. Tune in April 30th to the live radio auction.
All right. We definitely want to support the live radio auction. It'll be pretty exciting coming up this Saturday, so I will be on there trying to hawk some wares. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with the second half of Tideline. We got about an hour left of the show, and then coming up, stay tuned at 7 o'clock, Friends and Neighbors with Mike and Ann. You know, fantastic folk duo. They always have a good show for us. But I've got all sorts of stuff I'm going to play in this show. You know me. I'm kind of all over the place with some blues and swamp rock. Even classic swamp pop will be featured. And you will when you hear it, you will know what I mean when I say swamp pop. All right, let's listen to some Nina Simone because she is just so fantastic, and you're going to love this song.
I move you? Is it thrilling? Do I groove you? Are you willing? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be. That pleases me. Are you ready for this action?